This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
All right, so before you answer me as to what's going on next week,
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
I have to pee. So, okay. I'll be right back. Are we off the video?
Why, were you going to pee on camera? We're not yet, but anyone on video, we will continue audio only. You can go to pride48.com and click on chat, or you can click on the little play button there and you can listen to audio, or you can go to bed, whichever one you want to do. How do I stop this thing? Stop recording. I want to stop broadcasting. There we go. Next week I cannot do this show on a Friday. So I think we can't do it next week. Because I have a haircut on Saturday, but my haircut is at 8 a.m. So Mark and I, right after work, are driving to St. Louis and spending the night in a hotel. And although I guess I could do it from the hotel, I don't think we're going to be at the hotel in time. Because we're driving all the way to St. Louis Friday night. And so if we wait until we end work, we won't get there till 10:30 or 11 at night. And I would have to take my podcasting setup. So, yeah, it's likely. You got to get a local stylist. You used to go to LA from San Francisco to go to the dentist. That actually makes more sense than what I do, because doctors and dentists and stuff like that, if you have one you like, you know, it's, but the thing is, it is so hit or miss with hair systems. You can look really bad. And I feel like where I go does a good job. And I am just afraid to go anywhere else. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I look horrible, but.
So you want to hear the most intriguing mystery about the 1904 World's Fair?
Sure. I cannot do it next Friday.
Okay.
There's no way I can make it work.
No way.
I have a haircut at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and we're spending the night in St. Louis Friday night, but we have to drive to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be to the hotel in time to do this, even if I wanted to take my equipment to the hotel. Yeah. So, unfortunately. But I can do it the Friday after Christmas, if you're...
I don't think I'm going anywhere. Maybe I'll go camping next weekend. Anyway. Well, if I'm going to do that, I need to call them immediately, because I got all pissy last time. Because I
call them right now. Say, hey, last time you got pissy. It's
call them tomorrow and be like, hey, yeah, tomorrow's Saturday.
So anyway, what were you about to say? Because I'm
also what? Because you're what?
We're gonna forget about it.
Yeah, we will.
If you don't say,
yeah, absolutely will. The big mystery. This is a big mystery, Adam.
Uh huh.
I kind of feel like it'd be. Oh, look at Street Rat. It's Nick. Hi, Nick.
Nick. How you doing, Nick?
We don't know. He hasn't typed.
What's the mystery?
So here's the mystery. After the 1904 World's Fair, they built the largest Ferris wheel ever. It was actually designed by dude, Mr. Ferris, right? Mm. At the core of this thing was so over-engineered that, like, in a 40-mile-an-hour windstorm, it would only, like, wobble, like, a quarter of an inch. Like, that's how sturdy this spoken thing, you know, the spoke design that he had made and for this enormous Ferris wheel. Anyway, after the fair, they needed to destroy it. And so they blew it up. You know, they would take it down and then they would blow up the, you know, to make scrap iron and, shipped it off and everything. But the axle, the center axle for this Ferris wheel weighed 70 tons and it was made out of iron. And they could not destroy it. They tried to use dynamite on it and it didn't make a dent in it. They tried like blow torches and stuff and it couldn't cut through solid iron, like this 70 ton solid iron thing. No one knows what happened to it. Like to this this day, no one knows what happened.
Where does a 70 ton piece of metal go?
Exactly. It is a mystery. It is a mystery.
You can't.
It could be in the Missouri River. It could be in the Mississippi River. It could
be. It's got to be in the river. Where else would you hide something? Ships get lost in Lake Michigan. It must be.
I mean, it's not at Lake Michigan, is it?
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying in water. Yeah. Water is where things go to get lost.
That's right.
Unrelated, but I was checking my email while you were talking.
Yeah.
And I've seen this before, and Amazon keeps recommending this to me. They sell a notebook that they call a password book.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is some kind of joke. You're not supposed to keep your passwords written down. Why is Amazon selling like a book encouraging old people to write their passwords down?
So one of the things that they do recommend as part of your end of life, whatever, is to do that. Because when you die, there's going to be bank accounts and stuff like that that you're... kids are going to need to, or your executors are going to need to get into. And so if you've made a list of your passwords for those things and put it like in a lockbox, so you don't just like leave it in your house. I mean, you secure the note, but it's in a known place. There's actually services now that'll do that for you, digitally, like they'll keep it encrypted and you know, whatever. And then, you tell it where you want it to be sent, the email address that you want it to be sent to. And then once a month, you get an email that says like, hey, are you still alive? And you say yes, and it refreshes it for another month, right? Whatever. But if you ever miss that, then it sends a few follow-ups. But if you stop responding to it, it assumes you're dead and it sends it to the whoever you'd had it designated. Yeah. See, there's a lot of places like that.
I wonder how long the lag is for the video stream, because Crone just said I'm watching on YouTube and I went off of YouTube like 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
Is there like a five...
There could be, however, if she paused.
When you went to pee.
Yeah, I mean, if they pause or whatever, it buffers, you know what I'm saying? So it's
maybe.
Yeah, she could have paused or... Maybe we were so entertaining, Adam, that she rewound it to hear us say something again.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
Maybe, Adam, maybe we were so entertaining that she rewound it to hear us say something again.
Maybe,
Adam, maybe that she found us so entertaining that she rewound it to hear us say something.
I get it.
Something's wrong with the stream. I keep hearing.
I was going to tell you. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing for after the recorded show. Cause I don't want to be, I don't want to be pummeled by anyone. I'm already going to be pummeled on Sunday.
Right.
Enough. We did our dress rehearsal for Sunday.
Yeah.
Wednesday night. And occasionally in these Christmas services, we will have a section where someone will give a testimony. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, oh, I was a drug addict and whatever. And I found Jesus and whatever. Right. And then the pastor interviews them and then, you know, whatever.
To me, that always feels like one of those lawyers, you know, just like, Steve got me $1.2 million in my settlement. It's just like, I used to be a drug dealer. Jesus saved me from that. It's just like, that's right. Call 1-800-JESUS today. Yeah, go ahead.
So they, for some reason, decided to play, because the testimony is a video, and then they're like, oh, and they're here, and they come up on stage, and the pastor interviews them. So that for whatever reason, they decided to play the video. So there's this lady, and they do these things very professionally. I mean, it's like she is in, it's kind of like that documentary where there was a guy and there was an orchestra behind him. She was in, I don't even know where she was, but she was in some beautiful building. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I know you're never going to see my church service ever again because you're not going to be here at Christmas, but we're building a brand new sanctuary behind in the same building we're adding mm-hmm. on. And it's going to be, mm-hmm. I think it's going to look much more like you would expect. It's got tiered theater seating and like, it's not going to look just like a box is right. what I'm saying. And they're converting that yeah. into, I don't know, I would assume a basketball court or something. But yeah. so,
I mean, I can see your church service anytime.
That's true.
I know the website, so.
That's true. So this lady starts talking and she's like, when I was younger, you know, I got into, when I went to college, you know, and I started drinking and whatever. And you know, I was just like looking at my phone or whatever. And then she goes, and, I really started hanging out around a lot with the LGBT community.
Oh,
I was like, oh God. I was like, no. God, please, oh. please don't, yeah, yeah, don't. Yeah, yeah. And then she says, and I met my girlfriend. I was like, no, don't make this a testimony about mm-hmm. being gay, ex-gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear it too. I hear it too, Kathy Marshall, yeah.
And then she goes, I do a podcast with Joe. It just happens.
Okay, level 13, folks, goes, since you can't read, what Kathy Marshall is saying is that, well, I mean, you can probably, you're literate. I'm just saying you can't read the chat room as it
is. Level 13, since you can't read.
That's why they were sending us texts with five in them is because they, no, it's because I asked them to. Anyway, here's the thing. Kathy Marshall said the Joe Batance voice. He's slipping into the Batance voice. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. So then... well, then she says, and one of them started reading the Bible that yeah. she had a girlfriend, and then she made a statement about how, well, I couldn't become a Christian. Those people hate us. You know, they think we're right. horrible. Then in the next sentence, she goes, and I read Romans or something, and I was convicted, and my girlfriend also read Romans. I don't even know what's in Romans that would convict her, but my mm-hmm. girlfriend read Romans, and we decided right there to break up. It's basically an ex, and I don't remember the rest of it. I was trying to. I have to listen to this shit for four services on Sunday, and not only that, it's not just the testimony. It's he's going to interview her. I don't know what he's going to say.
Right.
But it's not going to be comfortable for me. I mean, I know it's my own fault. Auntie Scott would be flogging me right now. I realize mm-hmm. that, but I've been going to this church for, I've never heard an ex-gay testimony at this church.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it. I can't.
So this is coming up?
Yeah.
So this is like a teaser to like, oh, we're going to do a full... On a very special.
Well, I mean, we were doing our dress rehearsal and they played the video.
Right.
During the dress rehearsal. So.
Oh, I see. And then but that was just like an intro video. And then he's going to do a live interview.
He's going to do a live interview, which we did not rehearse. Wow. So I don't have no idea what's going to be in this interview.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be so uncomfortable. I'm going to have to take, I'm going to have to take double my buspirone or something before I go
what's,
in.
What's all right. Let's say worst case scenario. He turns it into a, you know, this is why we reclaim the White House is because the country what if he turns it? What if he turns it into a very big anti-gay rant and how we should all eschew tolerance because tolerance is just the devil getting in there and we shouldn't be tolerant of that. What would you continue to play at this church if that was his new direction here of like whipping up the people is like talking about the sinful?
I don't know. I'm committed to this season because
I'm not talking about this season. I'm saying, you know,
long term,
like this.
I don't think it'll go that far, but we'll see. But if it did, I don't know. I mean, their thoughts cross my mind, but if I quit going there, I will basically stop playing the trumpet because I have nowhere else to play other than the maybe once a year that I get asked to do something else. So, and none of the other churches have music programs where they need a trumpet player. So I can't.
Disney employs hundreds of trumpet players.
There really are not other places as a non-professional trumpet player that I can just go play my trumpet on a regular basis.
Have you thought about busking?
Really doesn't exist here.
Have you thought about busking? Like just going just downtown?
Going downtown.
Downtown, yeah. Taunty Town. Just like.
No. I need a group. So anyway, that's what I.
That's like the only. Everyone thinks it's a trumpet. It's not his flugelhorn, but everyone thinks that's like the, you know, that Chuck
Mangione.
Same
Mangione. Family. Yeah. Same family Chuck of Mangione. Instruments. But I've got a flugelhorn in my closet, but.
But it's different. A flugelhorn isn't like a B flat, right? Isn't a flugelhorn just a different key?
No, it's B flat.
Oh, okay.
It's B flat, but it's just larger, and so it's more mellow and darker sounding. But it's in the same key.
So I had a couple of things.
They may make other ones that are in different keys, but normally they're B flat.
I had a couple of things here on the Trello that I wanted to talk about. Are you familiar with that song, Groove is...
Yeah, what is that?
Groove is in the Heart from D-Light.
Yeah, Groove is in the Heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know that that piece that's in there?
Yeah.
This is a TikTok from the producer of that. I found this absolutely fascinating. So... You know.
Because it actually comes from this... This is the Green Acres theme from 1966. And that little moment is Eva Gabor.
I get allergic smelling hay.
Right here.
I get allergic smelling.
And in the mix, they've taken that and they've done a kind of classic early sampling thing where you just go, I. Sampling.
Yeah, it's from Green Acres. That's fascinating. I was just like, that's cool. That's cool.
One of the theme songs that I enjoy from old TV shows. Green Acres is a great theme song. I love it.
So
I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah. The other thing that I this on this list. Well, there's two other things on this list. So this one is, do this one or should I do the other one? This is from an article. It was said there are 26 Netflix number one shows so far in 2024. Here's the 7 worth watching now. And, you know, I was about to take my trip to St. Louis and I was looking for things to download to watch on the plane. And these
don't ever download things and think you're going to depend on it on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I learned my lesson.
Do not do it.
You told that story, I was just like, I can tell you camping trips that were ruined because we wanted to watch Star Trek and it was on Paramount Plus. We had it downloaded. We get to the campground, no internet signal. Oh, no problem. We have it downloaded and it would like not play. Anyway, so I've now watched a couple of these series and I'm curious if you've watched them. Three Body Problem. Have you watched Three Body Problem?
Yes.
I'm not done with it, so no spoilers, please. But I've been enjoying the rehashed cast of Game of Thrones. It's like, because it's by D.B. Weiss and David Benioff. And it's like half the cast is Game of Thrones actors. It's like, it's Sam. Oh, look, it's
I'm sure you're aware of this, but actors and actresses follow directors and producers around.
I know.
It just happens. Yeah.
So Three Body. Okay. A Man on the Inside.
Oh, is that the Ted Danson one?
That's the Ted Danson one.
I have not watched that one, but I want to.
I absolutely adored it. I thought it was great. I have nothing bad to say about it. It was great. I loved it. Baby Reindeer.
Yeah, we watched that.
I had watched that one.
That is creepy.
Yeah, I had watched that one before. And
it's
it was,
unsettling. Yeah. But yeah, we watched it.
This is the one that I hadn't seen before and I just watched. So I watched the whole thing. But Supercell?
No, we haven't seen that. So I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a British show, but it 5 black actors portray characters from South London who unexpectedly start developing superpowers. The one unifying characteristic, each of them had a family history of sickle cell disease. The show is notable for delving into themes such as knife crime, racial profiling, poverty, the exploitation of black bodies, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but it's written by a guy called Rapper Man and directed by this Rapper Man, but it was really good. It's called Supercell. It was really good. It's already gotten a season 2 clearance, so they will make another season of it. And yeah, it's kind of like a bunch of anti-heroes coming together as a group over this season, and it's kind of cool. So, you know, I liked it. What was the other one that I think that's it. Those are the ones that I had watched.
Oh, well, I've seen what, half of those?
Yeah.
Supercell, yeah. I hadn't heard of. We'll pull up the trailer. Mark likes to watch a trailer for things before we decide if we're going to commit to them.
For some reason. I'm enjoying Three Body Problem. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, we liked it. I think there's going to be another season.
Oh yeah, probably.
We enjoyed that. We watch so much TV, although we have been doing a good job of leaving the TV off until dinner. And we eat late, so we don't start watching TV until maybe 8.
Yeah.
So we will read a book or, you know, I'll work on some coding problem I'm doing or whatever, tinker with something or whatever, but we're not.
I should have asked this on the show, but did you watch Survivor this week?
No, we're 2 weeks behind on Survivor. For some reason, I have been not in a reality TV mood recently.
Yeah. Okay.
And because we've been watching Lost, I'm like, oh no, let's just keep watching Lost. I'm kind of in that binge.
Yeah. Lost is a good show. Just so you know, it's a two-part finale. So the episode this past week was the first part of the finale. So.
Okay.
So the season's almost over.
Kathy Marshall. Yeah, I haven't been in a reality mood lately. That's true. Yeah. No reality, please. I just want fiction.
I was reading, you know, like this could cause a short-term crash and stuff like that. And I was like, my Disney stock is really high right now. Should I sell it? And then just wait.
My Walmart stock is doing so good.
Should I wait for this? Should I sell it now and then wait for this crash and then buy it back, at a half price? You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, Walmart does well in bad economic times.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like having...
Not if they slap a ridiculous tariff on Chinese goods.
Yeah.
That's true. Walmart. Is all Chinese goods, right? So
I don't know.
Remember when you guys used to advertise? You're talking about Walmart, made in America.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We still get a lot of stuff in America, but I don't think we only. I mean, of course, we don't only sell stuff. Anyway,
I didn't say only. I just said a lot of.
We'll see how it goes. My stocks are doing well at the moment, so we'll see what that does. But luckily, I'm a long-term stockholder. So I'm not a short-term speculator. So usually these things correct themselves over time.
Oh, yeah. But at the same time, like I firmly believe that he's going to crash the economy. So it's like, maybe I should just sell, let it sit in a money market. And then as soon as it crashes, just scoop it up.
Scoop it up.
$40 a share instead of $120, right?
For Disney, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, what about, so I read that Disney is opened this new headquarters in New York.
I saw
that. So what's there versus what's in Florida? Cause there's headquarters in Florida as well. Is New York like the move? Like, cause Hollywood would be movies. So what's in New York versus what's in Florida versus what's in Hollywood
So Disney corporate. Is California. Like Disney, you know, they are a multinational corporation. However, the heart of Disney is the Walt Disney Studios and then their corporate offices, which are near the Walt Disney Studios. And that's all Burbank, California, Anaheim. Because Florida is their biggest theme park area, they are trying to shift some of like their Imagineering stuff here, because we have more resources and stuff here and more space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know what the New York thing is. It's probably, it could be anything. I mean, Disney is a trillion-dollar multinational corporation. It's like they don't just have one headquarter. You know, it's like...
Where, when Bob Iger goes into work,
yep.
Where does he go?
He has offices in California.
In California?
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
Apparently, they named the building in New York after him.
Oh, okay.
It's the Robert Iger something or other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, he may have an office here that he uses. Like, Josh D'Amaro is both here and in California. And it's like, so, I mean, we see them here occasionally. So I don't know if they have an office here also or whether they just work out of a hotel cube. I don't know. You know.
Did you know you can double click on the Zoom window and get a full screen split view of the two of us?
No, I didn't.
And it goes all the way across the widescreen monitor.
Wow. That's frightening.
Did you try it?
No. What do? I double click on me?
Double click.
Oh, Jesus
you.
Christ. That's frightening.
It's
How do
it's
I make
huge.
It stop? How do I make it stop?
Double click again.
Oh,
double click again.
Yeah. That's scary.
Go back.
Because yeah, you have the same monitor I do. So there's like this super wide monitor.
Like
yeah,
your head was huge on my monitor. It's like you were here.
It was like I was there, Adam. It was like
it was
I
like,
was
like you were here.
Just
like you
I
were
there.
Here.
Just like I was there. So we went to Animal Kingdom today for a friend's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Did you have that barbecue place that you like?
No.
Is it the barbecue place?
Yeah, I do. I do like the barbecue. No, we ate at Satouli Cantina. Wait, I wanted to... are you familiar with the Patti LaBelle This Christmas fiasco?
No. I know Patti LaBelle used to sell sweet potato pies at Walmart, but no, I don't know.
I was unfamiliar with this, and... Zach brought it up while we were in St. Louis. And I had to Google this. I had to go and find it on YouTube or whatever. This is back in 1996. In 1996 at the National Tree Lighting Ceremony. Excuse me.
Somebody needs to be there to like slap you in the back.
I know. The national, this is, you're only going to hear audio, but, this is the, cause you don't, I can't show you video, but, here is Patti LaBelle. All right. I'll try to explain what's happening. Okay. So, wait, let me get to the,
we're privileged to have as our special honored guest this evening, the dynamic Patti LaBelle. Patti's recording.
She just walked out. So it's like she didn't realize that he was going to go on. So now she's just walked out and is standing behind him as he continues to read.
Acting career,
and she's just standing
has
there.
Pushed her to the
and then she runs off stage.
Of show business. Here to sing this Christmas is Patti LaBelle.
Okay, and then she comes back out. Then she comes back out. Right, she comes back out. Now, this is not her song. Like, this Christmas is not her song.
Right.
Okay, they played the recording. Here we go. I'm going to ad-lib all I can.
Because I don't have the right words and I haven't got a chance to dance. Oh, I know. Woo! This is going to be a very, very Christmas for you and me. Yeah. We're my background singer.
So the story goes, the background singers were stuck in traffic or whatever. They show up like midway through the song. But the words were on cue cards and the cue card guy just wasn't keeping up and he was going too slow. And she's like, baby, you got to go faster. And then at one point she was supposed to introduce, cause it was a band. It's the Marine Corps band that's playing the music live. So she's supposed to recognize the soloist and she's like sitting there screaming. She's like going like, go back to the last cue card. Go back to, there's a soloist. I got to say his name and I can't see his name because you moved the cue card away. And it's just like, but the entire time she sang this was over the guy's solo.
Well, she sounds good though. She's 80 years old.
Well, this was in 1996.
Okay. Yeah. You recently heard about this?
Zach apparently had seen this before. It was a meme and I was unfamiliar with it. And so I had to look up to see what it was. Where are my background singers at? Anyway, that's Patti LaBelle with the My Christmas.
I was like, wow, she sounds great for 80. Cause she's 80.
I'm going to ad lib all I can. Cause I ain't got right words on the cue cards.
She still tours. I was looking, Ticketmaster says she is currently touring. Patti LaBelle with Brian Culbertson. I don't know who Brian Culbertson is, but
I don't know.
She's going to be
someone who tours with Patti LaBelle.
Tomorrow, she's going to be at 6 p.m. in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Celebrity Theater. Yeah. Wonder what she sounds like now.
I don't know.
80?
Yeah, 80.
Your voice does age.
Yeah.
Even podcasters.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't sound like we sounded.
Oh, God, when we started. Yeah. Yeah, you listen to Big Fatty. Jesus. Yeah.
It's listen to the beginning of the show today, tonight. You were half step lower.
Half step lower.
Than you normally are. Yeah. And it's just, we're all getting older.
So tomorrow.
Coming down with colds.
Tomorrow for Rodan's birthday, we're going to go to, I don't even know what restaurant it is. I want to say it's Toothsome's Emporium over at Universal. And then we're doing a Jurassic Park escape room. So that'll be fun.
Have you done an escape room before?
I've only done one. I've done one escape room, back over when I lived in Valrico. I had a lot of fun doing it. But we just haven't done it. It's one of those things that you really can't do it like with two people. You need like a group of three or four
people.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Mark and I have no friends here.
I said when I was up there visiting we should go do an escape room.
Oh, yeah. Well, next time, yeah. And anytime I mention it to him, I was like, well, Boyfie, we can't do it with just two people.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, we don't have any friends so that we want to go to an escape room with that live here.
Well, we have a lot of escape rooms
down
here.
Have gay friends here.
We have a lot of escape rooms down here, so you guys should come down and we'll go do an escape room. Maybe that's how you can make your ultra platinum status is by flying down to Florida to
do an escape room.
Yeah, to do an escape room. You find tickets for the escape room that are on your AA portal, and then you do the holiday fare to get down to Florida for bonus. Points.
I need 50,000 more loyalty points from before February 28th if I want to do that.
Now, I remember on Delta, like if you were 20,000 points shy or whatever, you could just buy the points. Like they had a thing where you could just buy points.
I can't buy loyalty points.
I think you might be able to.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
This is American, not Delta.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying they have that in there where, you know, and they're not cheap, but the thing is it's like if you're only 10,000 away or whatever.
I mean, I enjoy it because I like to be like, hey, look at me. I can go in the priority line.
That's right.
Oh, look, my luggage was the first that came out of the
thing.
Do you think they're keeping track of that?
You think they're paying attention to whose luggage comes out? No, they're just looking for their luggage.
But yeah, I'm American Airlines bitch, Kathy Marshall. I am. And they crashed me in 1999. And I'm still their bitch.
It's just,
I mean, they did give me like $220,000. I think it's called
Stockholm syndrome or something.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah, I've just always, I am so loyal. I've been with State Farm since I started driving, yeah, except for the year that they canceled me because Mark had an accident. But as soon as they would take us back, I went crawling back to them. Please, State Farm, take me back. I've been with American Airlines since I was a kid. Yeah. We always flew American, so I did. I'm just super loyal to the brands that I know. If I bought Kleenex, I would buy Kleenex.
I mean, I'm loyal to Coca-Cola, to Diet Coke. I'm loyal to that.
Well, my favorite is Mountain Dew. Although I hate Pepsi. Coke, if you're talking about cola, Coke is the best.
Diet Coke.
But my preference is, well, I don't like Diet Coke.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, yeah. Coke.
You're wrong, but okay.
Diet Dr. Pepper is the best diet drink.
No, Pib Zero.
In my opinion.
Pib Zero is the best diet drink. But it's hard to find. Diet Coke. Diet Coke. Hands away.
Melly Yellow Zero is not bad either.
But I mean, I like a Diet Dr. Pepsi. Like if I go to a Wawa, to this
Diet Dr. Pepsi?
No, but if I go to a Wawa with one of those freestyle machines, I'll get like the I'll get a cherry Dr. Pepper. Because you know Dr. Pepper is already spicy cherry, but then you add even more cherry to it with the little freestyle machine there. You do a cherry Dr. Pepper. That's good.
Mark hates Dr. Pepper. He thinks it tastes like cough medicine. Have you ever had Dr. Pepper Zero? Because it's also good.
Yeah.
It's also good. I don't do the Dr. Pepper as much as I used to because I thought, well, that might be staining my teeth. So, because it's dark. So I'm going to have green teeth. I'm going to have green teeth instead because
that's why they made Pepsi Clear. Boy, that was a successful 6 months. Do you remember that when they had Pepsi Clear?
It's called Crystal Pepsi, Daniel. Crystal Pepsi. Yeah, I do.
They still have it?
They don't sell it anymore, but they did bring it back for a very short time a couple of years ago.
Like the McRib?
But it was, Crystal Pepsi was back in the early 90s probably, or maybe even 80s. It might have been the 80s.
Yeah, I think it was the 80s.
Late 80s, but yeah, I do remember it. And I thought, oh my God, how do they make Pepsi Clear? I was a kid, but it still seems kind of miraculous to me that they can make it like all of that stuff clear. But I guess they really just add food coloring to make those things brown.
Yeah, caramel coloring.
So really just...
What I was going to tell you is we went to Animal Kingdom with friends today, and we used Zach's cast member cards, right? So Zach was able to get them in, and so it's basically my D&D group, right? So it's Tabby, it was her birthday, and her husband Brian, and my nephew Derek, and Zach and I, and we went to Animal Kingdom, and The big reasoning for being there is because their child, Isaac, who's not quite two, they were going to go to Disney Springs to get a photo with Santa. And I'm like, hey, we go to Animal Kingdom and there's a Santa there. And Zach's got these tickets.
And you can see the Tumble Monkeys.
That's right. We did. Yeah. So we went there and everything. Before we got to Santa, so we got in line for Santa, and before us, there was an older couple. It was just an older man and woman. Probably, I mean, for me to say older, they must have been in their 70s. And, they went, what the fuck was that?
I didn't realize that was a video. Sorry.
So they went and sat down, you know, Santa's on the couch there, at Animal Kingdom, and they sit on either side of the couch from him and everything. Adam, they were there for 5 minutes talking to Santa. I was just like, you guys realize that's not really Santa, right? You do know that that's just a dude dressed. Like, what could you possibly be talking about for 5 minutes on a couch with a guy playing? These are an older couple. It was like an older man and woman sitting on either side of Santa, just having a conversation with them. And Santa,
maybe they knew him.
I don't know, but it's like there's kids.
Hey, Bob, I missed you at Domino's.
Squirming kids in the line back there that you're holding up and everything, you know, little toddlers and whatnot. But it's like people are crazy. But Pluto did wave at me because I made sure, you know, that he heard me, because when he was going off stage and I yelled at him and I made sure that he heard me and he waved at me.
Did Tumble Monkeys go away at some point? Because I see a video that says Tumble Monkeys return.
There was a dark period of time, Adam, after the pandemic when things were coming back, that they did a modified Festival of the Lion King where they didn't do the acrobatic acts, which meant that the Tumble Monkeys weren't in it. And yeah, it was a very dark time. It was a very dark, dark time. And I know that that show like sold out for like a week after when the Tumble Monkeys came back. So yeah, Tumble Monkeys, they're the best.
Yeah, they're hot for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're
skin tight.
Ah, there's one today. Outfits. There's one today that had just like a baby's arm, just like a baby's arm. She's like, ah. But we were way back. Because the trick to doing Disney with a less than 2-year-old is you cannot stand in line. You couldn't stand in a 30-minute line because the kid would get squirmy and whatnot. So,
yeah.
So, like, we waited at the last minute to go into the show because it, you know, it wasn't going to sell. I mean, there's always seating. But it wasn't great seating. So we were in the back and I'd never sat that far back. I mean, the kid fell asleep during the show, so he didn't even watch the show, but you know, he wasn't fussy or whatever, he just kind of fell asleep.
There you go. I'm just looking at images of Tumble Monkeys now. I'll stop.
Yeah, you should stop looking or save that for later. Like, save that could be that can be an after later, show activity,
some personal time,
brown chicken
with
brown
cow. Tumble Monkeys later. So what are y'all doing for, so I maybe I already asked this, but mm-hmm. So you've seen Zach's family.
Yes.
Are you doing anything for Christmas?
I don't have anything planned, but I kind of expect my sister to invite us over for a Christmas dinner, but she is notorious. Uh-huh. She is notorious for doing last minute invitations. You know what I'm saying? Like 2 days before, like, oh, we're having Christmas dinner if you want to come, you know, kind of.
Does she go, oh, like that?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, you've met my sister. And so, yeah, I'm expecting that we'll get an invite over there because that's kind of what we usually do. And I have gifts for them. And so hopefully. But we'll see.
I assume we're going to drive down to my brother's house. But just on Christmas Day, and we're not spending the night. They probably won't plan a meal because whatever. So we'll just go down there and be like, exchange gifts and then stay for a couple hours and then say, like, okay, we got to go home.
Well, Zach had to work on Thanksgiving, but his normal days off are Tuesday, Wednesday. And this year, Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas are Tuesday, Wednesday, and New Year's Day is Wednesday. So New Year's Eve. So he'll be off for both Christmas and for New Year's. So
Mark is planning on being in the Philippines for a month next year.
Oh, wow.
And he's slowly leaving me, you know?
Yeah.
This year was 2 weeks. Next year, it's a month.
Yeah.
It'll be like a month and a half the year after. No. His high school friends are doing some getaway, and he wants to also see his family, and I try to encourage him to spend as much time with his parents are not in good health, so I try to encourage him to spend time with them. But anyway, so he's doing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to, why did I say that? I have not had a gummy or, I'm out of everything.
You're out? Oh my God.
I'm out.
Well, you're going to get your haircut next week, so just go to a dispensary. And
Mark's going to be with me, but
you need to get the fuck over that. You need to just like, he's already leaving you, Adam. He's already leaving you.
Slowly.
Right. Well, now slowly. This will be, you know what? You know what? Here you go. Rip the Band-Aid off. For that month and a half that you're gone, I'm going to be so high.
What was I going to say? Why did I bring that up? I don't remember. But one thing I am going to bring up is, because he's saving his PTO. We can only go on Christmas because he's trying to conserve as much PTO as he can next year. One thing I'm thinking about doing in April is the morning stream. They have a thing kind of like Pride 48 where they do a thing in Vegas.
NerdCon whatever it's called.
They just call it TMS Vegas now. Oh. It used to be Nerdtacular, but they call it TMS. Okay. I'm thinking about going to that. It's just a couple of days or two or 3 days. Yeah. But yeah, I think it might be fun.
That's all. Yeah. Let me know. Maybe I'll go.
Right. I'll let you know that. I don't think they've announced the room. I don't think they've put out the room blocks yet, but it's like April, the last week.
I know we're going to Atlanta near my birthday.
Atlanta.
To see Johnny Swim. Mm. But other than that, I don't have any trips planned.
I don't know when your birthday is. March.
Late March.
Yeah. I was close. I mean, I got the month. I don't know the day. It's probably in my calendar.
But, you know, if you want to come down to Florida.
Oh, while he's... Yeah, I could. I could also plan on doing that while he's gone. We are going to Switzerland. He's going to be, like, a world trip because he's going to Philippines for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Flying home for a week. And then we're going to Switzerland. So he's going to be in the Philippines for a month. Home for a week, Switzerland for 2 weeks. So he's going to have all this traveling. We don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks, but he's currently got it on his little calendar as 2 weeks because he wants to go to Switzerland for his 40th birthday.
Oh.
So we're going to go and we're going to do like a train. I love train rides and we're going to do like a famous train ride in Switzerland or whatever, but it probably won't be snowy, which. Was kind of we keep planning trips to places not at the best time of the year because apparently the most beautiful time to do this train ride is when it's snowy.
Yeah.
But he wants to do it on his birthday, which is September 27th. Yeah. So it's like, what are you going to do? Well, if you're going to do it on your birthday, you know, it's just like, so I think he's decided he's just going to forego the snow and we're still going to go on his birthday.
That rhymes.
Forego the snow. Yeah.
Forego the snow.
The other trip we're probably going to do next year is I'm buying, I think I mentioned this on Geeky Gay, but we're going to go on a 3-day Caribbean cruise with my parents.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
I think that'll be, because the ship is going to be big, because I want to do the Icon of the Seas.
I don't, so here's the thing, three and 4 day cruises, they typically don't send their biggest ships to do.
They do. Oh no, they do because they do the Wonder and the Icon. Their Royal is really trying these. They're doing that with their big ships.
Yeah, right, but the Perfect Day looks really fun. I've seen it, in the on the YouTubes and whatnot. Yeah, it looks like it's a fun little place.
Yeah, it does. It looks fun. So I think that's perfect though because my parents want to go on a vacation with us. We could do a short one. I love cruises, so I'll be happy. We don't have to hang out with them all the time. The cruise ships are huge. They can find stuff to do. Yeah. You know, we can have, so I think it's a good compromise. We'll see. And I also didn't know what to get them for Christmas. So I'm just like, you know what? That's easy.
There you go.
That's the other reason I want to do 3-day is because those are cheap.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when we did, I think I told you this a long time ago. It was like when we did my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, we took them on a fake cruise. Because you can't just not do something for somebody's 50th because then they'll know that you're planning a surprise party. So our thought was, because I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. So our thought was, oh, what if we just gave them a really lame present, a really lame, cheap present? That would throw them off the trail because then they'd think that, oh, we're just lame and cheap, right? So it's like they wouldn't think, oh, you're planning a surprise. They would think, oh, you're lame and cheap. So we booked like a little 3-day cruise on Royal Caribbean on the USS Rust Bucket and did like a little 3-day Caribbean cruise. Yeah, that was my parents' 50th anniversary so that we could. But yeah, that was specifically because it was cheap. Like, you know, we got like inside cabins.
What, so what was the real one? You said so we could actually surprise them. You did something else?
Oh, yeah, we did a huge 50th wedding anniversary surprise party at the Episcopal Church with like 100 people there. And like we recreated, we took their wedding cake picture to like a baker and they recreated their original wedding cake. We had a slideshow presentation, you know, of all their little history stuff, expertly voiced by myself. Thank you. They had,
nothing says extravagant 50th anniversary than a slideshow.
That's right.
So we
flew in people, relatives from out of state that she hadn't seen in years. Yeah, it was a great, so that was their actual present, was the big surprise 50th with a whole bunch of people that they knew.
Did you only send the two of them on the cruise or did all of
we took the whole family. We took all the siblings and all their kids and everything because you could get an inside cabin for this 3-day cruise for like, you know, $99 or whatever. So we got mom and dad a good room,
right,
and then everyone else just took inside cabins and doubled up.
I don't think I'll be able to get $99. It'll probably be like 300.
I mean, this was also 20 years ago, so
but 300, I would spend 300 a person on a Christmas present.
I mean, so as of last year, Royal Caribbean would have like sent your parents on that cruise for free if I would have come back and gambled with them, because it's like I kept getting those invitations to free cruise. Come, please take a free cruise with us. And they had, complimentary cabin and, complimentary dining, drink package or whatever. It's like, just come back and gamble with us, please.
It'll probably end up being more than 300 because I'll get in there and start booking. I'll be like, I can't get them just a cheapy inside room. I got to get, because they need a balcony probably.
Yeah, they probably have a balcony. Probably a junior suite.
So I don't know. Yeah. But that's what I'm doing. I mean, it's already decided because I will get to go on a cruise.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what matters, really.
I think I just read recently that Celebrity is doing 3 and 4 days out of Port Canaveral.
I don't want to do Celebrity.
I mean, it's Royal.
I mean, at one point. I know, but I want to do, I specifically want to do one of the huge mega ships.
Oh, okay.
I
was just going to, because you had one of your complaints about your most recent cruise is that it's still Royal and everything is still
Royal.
Like predictable. Like you've done
the last one we had two or three of the shows we had already seen on another. Yeah. No, but just a 3-day one, it'll just be about, relaxing and have let my parents have a good time.
Oh yeah, they always go to some shithole country like Nassau or something, some shithole port, and then their private island.
Yeah.
And my advice is don't get off at Nassau; just stay on the boat.
We've gotten off the boat at Nassau. The thing there was, you just walk on the beach and you get bombarded by people trying to sell you cigars and whatever.
Or sell you
alcohol
anything.
Yeah, exactly. Anything. Oh, you want to buy a rich American? You want to buy a thing? And it's like, no, I don't.
You do not.
They do have like a really big, I think it's Nassau that has the really big resort.
Yeah, Atlantis.
Atlantis or whatever. Yeah. That's cool. Atlantis.
That's where we went. That's where Linda Carter stole $20 from me in Dolly Parton got it back for me. So
I don't know if I've heard that story.
Yeah, I was playing on a Wonder Woman slot machine and I lost $20. And then I switched to a Dolly Parton slot machine and I won it back. So,
Okay.
We did go to a casino when we were in St. Louis. We went to, because we had some time to kill, we went to a casino.
Oh, did you go to that? Is it the Sheraton? Is it the, I think it's a Sheraton or something that's a casino. We stayed there.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis, there's a casino right next to the river.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're all, they have to be on the, like that, the original gambling license was for riverboat.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to like the Casino Queen or River Queen or I don't know. We'd been there before. It's not the big one. It's more like a local.
I think it's the Sheraton Westport Plaza Hotel.
Oh, there you go. In casino.
But it has a casino. It was a few years ago. I don't know.
This is like the seventh year that we've done this trip, and we have pretty consistently stayed at this same hotel, the Renaissance Hotel near the airport. Uh-huh. And it always has a decent price, and they're nice. You know, it's a Sheraton, and it's nicer. And but yeah, this time, you know, being stuck there for several days, it was just like it's not convenient to anything. And so I was just thinking, it's like, yeah, we should. Next time we should probably just pick a different hotel. Like, just go somewhere around an area where there is other stuff. Like, because we're always just like at the airport, kind of a thing. But I mean, that was the necessity, right? If you're going to drive from there to Illinois and then turn around and then go to Missouri and then go to Arkansas,
do you have a cloth?
I do.
Handkerchief.
Yeah, it's a towel. It's a towel.
Okay.
It's a little towel.
I mean, that's very eco-friendly of you, but I would use Kleenex.
See, the thing is, but then my nose will get sore from the constant Kleenex thing there. And
actually, I would just use toilet paper. Because we don't have Kleenex.
Oh.
We never buy Kleenex. So I would just use like toilet paper or paper towels, even if I really had to. Or the back of my hand. Just kind of. Yeah. Wipe the snot on my hand and
that works. This is one of those runny kind of, you know, you're just running. Like I've been on Sudafed for like 4 days now, but it's just still kind of runny. When does this season 3 of The Traitors start?
I don't know.
I can tell you this, Adam. This morning. Well. It's no longer this morning. It was yesterday morning. But Friday the 13th, December 13th.
Yes.
The level 13 episode that dropped was the November 8th level 13.
That's a chestnut.
No, I'm saying we're catching, because I can remember we took some time off.
So we're gonna be out of level 13. We might. What you're saying?
I have to go. Yeah. Let me go look real quick. Let me go look to the Mix Minus podcast.
And we're gonna be off next week because I know.
So let's take a look. Let's see what we come up with here.
Well, really, you get what you pay for, don't you? I feel like
right at this moment. There is nothing set for this coming Friday. So now let me go to my local drive over here and see where we're at. So that November 8th was the last one that posted. I have a folder for the 15th and the 22nd.
Did Zach just come home or something?
He came home a little while ago.
I heard a noise. It must have been at your house.
Yeah. He works until like 11 or 12, like sometimes 2 or whatever. He works evenings. So I have one from the 15th and the 22nd, and then I have tonight's. So if we assume that the 15th is going to go out this Friday, And the 22nd is going to go out the following Friday. Then the next actual episode of The Mix won't be until... So what I'm saying is, like, early next year, we will have exhausted...
Real time.
Yeah, we will have exhausted our back catalog. Did you always
do them weekly, though? Because I felt like they were trickled more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they used to be trickled, but that was what I was secretly doing was... I totally wasn't procrastinating, Adam. What I was doing was a genius plan where I was queuing them up so that I had a buffer... And then I started, then I just scheduled them all in bulk. You know what I'm saying? Like I could just spend an hour editing and posting and I could do 8 weeks worth all at once. And I could just be like, hey, for the next eight weeks, do this. And then I had 8 more weeks to do the next set. Right. So that was how I was doing just a batch at the time. And that's been working up until like recently when I realized on like a Saturday that we didn't have a show go out on Friday. And so I like would quickly push
and
it
Tony
out.
And Tony in Illinois let you know.
Oh, I know. He didn't let me know, but yeah. Who was it we had 3 texts from people that listened to Level 13. So clearly people are listening to Level 13.
I'm telling you, people like Level 13 better than they like the show.
But I'm just saying, we're getting there. So today's was November 8th. We've only got 2 episodes. And I don't even know if the 22nd was that long. I think that was like one of those short ones. Yeah, it was only 31 minutes. So it was only a 31-minute after show. And the 15th was only a 49-minute. So I may even combine those. No, clearly now I can't combine them. Oh, I was looking at the 8th. No, I wasn't. I was looking at the right one. The 15th is what I wanted to know. Yeah, okay. I was right. I don't know. Why was I thinking I was wrong? Anyway, Adam, I think we're good. Are we done?
I think we're good.
We're just babbling now. We're just babbling. Thank you all for being here this evening. We appreciate it. Kathy Marshall, Street Rat, Lamont Cranston, Gary in Portland.
Oh, wow. Gary's here late. He's usually...
He fell asleep.
He just fell off the bed by now.
He fell asleep and he's not...
Forgot to...
He's not awake. Oh, and Crone. Crone is listening on the stream, I think, but is in the chat room.
And Crone's Eastern time, too. Wow. Yeah. Late for her.
Yep.
I think. Aren't they in...
I don't know. She's typing right now. It says Crone is typing.
Isn't she Eastern time? It's like 1 in the morning. 1:18.
That's right. No, it was Friday the 13th. I was...
That's
why I was at Animal Kingdom today. Okay.
Because you always, as one does, you always go to Animal Kingdom on Friday the 13th.
You do. Yeah. That's the rule. Adam, have a good evening.
You too.
Tell Mark I said hello. I guess I won't talk to you again until after Christmas. So have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
I'll text you. I'll be like, okay. Merry Christmas.
I'll send you back an emoji.
A Christmas tree.
Well, now I can't do that. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.